This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real dadgum good. Welcome in, people. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Hello to you, and how do you do, Upstate South Carolina? What up, America? Howdy, world. Great to be with you. Happy Wednesday, though it feels like a Tuesday because we were off on Monday. We were off 6 days before that. Don't worry. We're back at it full speed ahead. Midweek edition of the show. Get started right now, and boy howdy, gee golly willikers, do we got a whole bunch of stuff that we got to talk about this morning on the show. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo on the ones and twos. Say hello to the people, Lonzo, but take long enough that I can go over there and turn these lights down.
Okay, I will do that because I will say one thing. I don't know if your camera can handle your movement because, by the way, we're on stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch,
Twitter,
X. It's known as X. But your movement, because you're standing up again today, has caused it to do some weird
I hit a cable.
Thing.
I hit a cable.
Is that what? No.
Yeah, I hit a cable.
No, it's your quick movement in the camera trying to catch where you are. See, it just did it. It's blurring. It's some like, sort of Bruce Lee effect.
Be like Walter. Love Bruce Lee.
Do the hand thing. Do the... That's not... No, that's not popping and locking. Talking about what Bruce Lee does.
Can't pop and lock. I can only do that arm thing. I can only do that. What is that? The arm wave?
It's a wave. I don't think
sure.
It's called an arm wave, but that's a little too literal, probably.
Literal is what we do around here. We're a semantic show. Welcome in, people. It's spectacular to have you with us. I hope you had a wonderful Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed the show yesterday. You're going to enjoy it more today. And here's the fun part. You can be a part of it. 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to be a part of the show with me and Lonzo. I had a good run going there.
No, I tried to rescue you because you were faltering. And so you could have been drowned out by the sound and then moved on.
I backed myself into a corner, but that's all right. All right, not everybody's Master P. All right,
really? That's where I mean. I'm sure there's got to be a more current rapper than Master P.
I was watching South Carolina LSU basketball last night, and the Gamecocks were getting that ass whacked so bad by the Tigers that the two guys on color commentary were just like looking for stuff to talk about. And at one point, Master P came up. I don't even remember how. I know I was sitting there. I was kind of checked out of the game because it was pretty clear South Carolina was not.
Wow, so their go-to was Master P?
Yeah, so I was watching it.
What was the demographic of the announce team?
Older? And it sucks because now when I say older, what I mean is...
Your age?
My age.
Okay.
Precisely and exactly. So older...
Didn't Master P have some sort of catchphrase?
Master P, Juvenile, that whole era, they all had one.
You don't remember what it is because you've gotten older.
Yeah, memory's a little foggy, fuzzy, hazy from back in the Master P days, back in the Juvenile days. Cash Money taking over in the 99. For those of you that are in your late 30s to mid 40s, you hear Cash Money taking over in the 99, and you know that the next 2 minutes and 45 seconds of your life are about to go bananas. That's an old school reference from your boy. You're welcome. I don't know or remember how they got on the conversation. Damn it. You know, I thought we were going to make it a couple of segments before Lonzo, who spent a significant chunk of time yesterday evaluating what's a wonderful song to play when Rob goes on his Back in My Day. In fairness, though, you're playing this in a segment in which I'm talking about the Cash Money Millionaires of the 99 and the 2000.
Yeah, it's still... You're talking about back in your day, so I'm just gonna say, shout out to Chris.
Two wildly different genres.
Shout out
all
to
I'm saying.
Chris Evans down the hall for suggesting this whilst I was looking for Ragtime.
We were doing a segment yesterday, which will be brought back up later on, thanks to Rich Eisen, whom you can hear right here on the Fan Upstate from noon to three every weekday. We were doing a couple of segments yesterday. Do you mind if I reach over and turn that ring light down because it's very bright. Like it's gonna give me a.
I'm enjoying the fact that you're trying to grab the wrong controller.
Oh, I can't reach it. It's over there, and I'm gonna knock stuff around. You just like two clicks down, if you don't mind. I'm good. This is the most diva I've ever sounded on the radio. Can you turn the light down? It's gonna mess up my migraines over here. That's somehow worse. You clicked mode, not down. It's the little minus button.
You think I can see this button? I mean, I can hand you the controller since you know how to do it.
Who gets the old man Ragtime music now?
There's no doubt that I'm old.
So we were talking about something, and I don't even know if it's funny anymore. Lonzo spent like a all right, right there. Nope, wait. Yep, not that one. And then nope, not you did it. Yep, all right, one more. Yep, and then the other button with the minus sign, and drop that down like. Like two clicks. I think it's the bottom button. Yeah, there you go. One more. Yeah, one more. That's wonderful right there. That'll work.
Thank yeah, I didn't do anything so on the much. Last one, but you seem to
no,
think
No, it absolutely
did.
I was watching it. Listen, I can't work under these conditions, okay? I need my lighting to be exact and specific. We
you
gotta,
need someone to come over and fan you now? I mean, it's a little toasty and you keep wearing warm stuff.
Buddy, I was told the words wintry mix today. Buddy, I was told wintry mix today.
Yeah, but according to the weather app, which of course is always so correct, it's not supposed to happen until like 10 a.m. So, I mean, you know, like right
that's
when we
get off
the
air. That's the next time I got to go outside. So the hockey sweater feels very pro. Also, we're celebrating.
No,
I'm
no.
celebrating hockey this week. I don't care what anybody say. No, hockey's amazing.
You don't leave here immediately after the show. You go in and do some wonderful work.
I leave here whenever Chris is done fixing whatever I broke that day. That's when I leave. I didn't break anything yesterday. It just broke. It wasn't my fault. We got a lot we got to get to on the radio program today. The Audio Blitz is back because I spent an hour and a half watching Chris do hard work yesterday while I, and this is true, after I stood through the entire four-hour show yesterday, sat on the floor in the office hallway for an hour and a half playing on my phone, waiting for that to get done. Thanks to Captain America Chris Evans down the hallway for getting it done. When I say sat on the floor, Lonzo, what I mean is my ass was on the floor.
Yeah, but you're a tall guy.
Quite literally.
You're a tall guy, so you take up the entire hallway when you're sitting there leaning against the wall or whatever.
I did.
But, you know, the sad part, I'm upset with people down the hallway saying something to you. It's not unusual to see someone laying in the hallway. Just ignore it.
Scientific research says... I read this paper because I'm a big sit on the floor. I'm really a big lay on the floor guy. All right. There's always been something for me. It's very comforting about like laying on the floor. When the stress levels get high, lay on the floor. And some amount of time ago, I don't remember what it was, but I read a paper where I can't remember who the direct source was, doesn't matter. I read a paper from a well-respected medical scientific journal that said there is a proven psychological benefit that includes the release of serotonin if you, when in a moment of high stress, lay on the floor. Now, in fairness, I've laid on the floor for a lot of different reasons. I used to lay on the floor after college fraternity parties because the tile on the bathroom floor is very cool and it kind of helps reset, you know, if the world happens to be spinning around and rocking back and forth, for reasons, none specific. Used to lay on the tile floor. That helped a lot. And now, as an old man who doesn't really, like, still imbibes, will still knock down a good bourbon at night, but does not have the hangover tolerance of a young man, and therefore does not go hard in the paint like he used to. Now it's just, oh, the world's on fire, everything sucks, and I'm very stressed out about it. I think I'm going to lay on the floor for a few minutes. And that actually has that's not acceptable for this. Even the young people admit that the world's very stressful right now. I feel like an old Jerry Seinfeld. The world is on fire.
I'm not stressed right
What's
now.
What's the deal?
I don't know from whence your stress comes.
I like to believe that the world's on fire.
Okay.
Proven psychological and health benefits in times of great stress to just laying on the floor. Now, I'm pretty sure that it's relatively frowned upon at work. But here's how much I like it.
Why?
Yesterday.
Why is it frowned upon at work? Not
it's
here.
It's just relatively unprofessional for your boss to turn the corner and for you to just be full planked out on the floor in the office. Yesterday, I was sitting on the floor and we heard the boss man talking down the hallway, and I was sitting on the floor, and I was like, uh-oh. You know, if he comes down here where I'm laid out on the floor, I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. And Chris Evans looks me dead in the face and goes, I don't think it'd be for that. Oh, great. Now I feel awesome. Now the sense of impending doom has absolutely gone away. Thank you, Christopher.
He was absolutely right.
Absolutely he was. But I didn't need to hear it. You know, there are some things in this world that we know. You don't have to say them out loud. We know. I know I'm in trouble for something. I live my entire life in trouble with someone for something most of the time. I don't need it reiterated to me. I got it. I know it. All right, coming up on the radio program today, because we have got many, many things to get to. Major League Baseball has made a major announcement about the automated ball strike, the robo-ump. 60% of spring training games will have automated balls and strikes available. Not to say they will use them in everyone, but 60% of spring training games will have automated balls and strikes available. Let me say very quickly and very clearly, good. Finally. Thank you, baseball gods. This has been a long day coming. It took too long to get here. But finally, we've arrived at a moment in time where maybe, just maybe, umpires won't suck. Maybe we just have a thing where balls are balls and strikes are strikes, and we don't have to go into this long subjective. Well, you know, the zone's up here, and for this umpire, it's over there, and the plate, is it on the rim? Is it this? Is it that? Nah. It's a ball or it's a strike. It's over the plate or it's not over the plate.
Skynet brought to you by MLB. Thanks. That's where I thought impending doom would come from. Baseball.
Well, then be better, human beings. Be better. If you were better, we wouldn't need it. All right? If we were better, we wouldn't need it. You know, I absolutely think there are some spots in humanity where maybe we're getting a little carried away with the technology. Okay? Like maybe some spots in the world that like maybe we're getting a little carried away with the tech. But here's the thing.
Yeah, robots delivering food. That's just, I'm still not there with that yet.
That's not one of them. I'm here for that.
Okay. All right.
I'm here for that.
Do you have to tip your robot?
What would you tip a robot in?
Crypto.
No, I'm not using your fake-ass Monopoly money, Internet. I'm sorry. I have a very strong stance on crypto. I'm not buying into your fake Monopoly money that you tell me exists, But can't be proven. I can go to the bank right now and I can go, hey, can I have my all of my radio money? And they can go, yeah, we absolutely allow people to take out not that much money. So sure, you can have all of it. I can do that. Your crypto bros.
They put a stoppage to printing a penny. So sorry, we can't pay you right now.
Yeah, that's been something that's been on the docket for a very long time. I'm up in the air on it. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I don't really know where I'm falling.
You just don't want to agree with it.
I've given Donald Trump plenty of credit for some ideas that he's had. That one, I genuinely want to know because this comes down to this may shock you. I haven't done the research on whether or not there is some sort of inherent value to the country in getting rid of the pennies. Do we have enough pennies? Are we going to get to a point where everything is rounded off to a nickel as its final price?
My understanding is it takes 3 pennies to make 1 penny.
I've heard that before.
I mean, if that is true, then it's a waste of money. So, and aren't there enough pennies in circulation?
See, here's what I would say. I don't know is the answer because I don't know how many pennies we produce per year. I don't know what the cost of producing those pennies is. What I do know is that with, you know, sales tax in South Carolina is what, 6%, right? So in order for us to get to a point where everything ends in a 5 or a 0, now all these prices have to be kind of like checked and registered. Obviously, nobody's going to say, yeah, we'll bring it down 4 cents to get to a 5 or a 0. I don't know. I haven't done the research all I'm saying.
In 2024, according to AI Overview, and they don't like me, but 3.2 billion pennies were produced in 2024.
3.2 billion is in real people money and in out here in the public money is an insane amount of money. $3 billion in the total federal budget is, I would be willing to bet, like significantly less than 1% of the budget.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a whole, we're borderline into dangerous territory now, okay? So here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to run to a break. What we're going to do is when we come back here in just a minute, let's get into this automated balls and strikes conversation. Because, just like I knew was going to happen, I bring it up. Skynet comes into the equation.
Why'd you raise your leg?
Because I was throwing a pitch.
Okay, as long as you weren't passing something.
No, I was throwing a pitch. We're talking baseball here on the show. So when we come back, 60% of spring games will have available to them automated balls and strikes. Robo-umps in play. Good. Let's talk about it. Then we got to get some NASCAR in here as we continue watching the fallout from the Daytona 500. There's some fellas out there that are a wee bit heated. Head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Kyle Mountain, going to join us live on the stream this morning at 8:40 a.m. to talk a little Bunnies hockey because the boys are back in town this weekend, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday. We'll talk to Kyle Mountain about what that means and a whole lot more. I am Rob Brown. He's the great one, Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is a test. This is only a test. Words that have been said many times in the world of broadcasting, words that were said earlier this week by Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. The game of baseball started back in 1864. And the first argument about balls and strikes between batter and umpire took place probably, if I had to guess, in 1864. I'm not a baseball historian, and I don't know that anybody's ever written that information down, but I've had to guess that umpires and batters have been arguing balls and strikes since there were umpires and there were batters. It is now 2025. At least that's what my computer is telling me here. February 19th of 2025, if you'd like to be specific. And one of the wonderful things about being alive in the year 2025 is that technology has gotten a hold of everything. And I would argue that while there is a limited subsection of things that technology has made worse, most things, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, have been made better by technology. I make the argument that transportation is better with technology. The spread of information has been made better, while the spread of disinformation has been made worse. I'd make the argument that shopping is better because of technology. I would make the argument that broadcasting is better because of technology. I'd make the argument that most things are better because of technology. And yet, with that knowledge squarely in hand, sports, for whatever reason, with the exception of broadcasting, where continued added technology to broadcast has heightened fans' experiences with the sports in question. Yup. The yellow first down line on the field. That is chroma key. Early CGI that has just consistently gotten better.
It's also not accurate.
Not to the inch accurate.
It's an estimate.
Correct. And yet, it's still a wonderful resource, even if it ain't perfect.
Why can't I see it when I go to a game?
I actually was asked that one time by a young lady that I took to her first football game as a date. It was our last date. Not because of that, all right? Not because of that. She was lovely. We just didn't click.
She saw Carlito and it was over.
He showed up on my Instagram yesterday and I was like, you son of a... I'm not mad at Carlito. She was a smoke show and she threw herself at him. Like, come on. What am I going to do? Be mad at Carlito? That's not okay. Carlito's cool.
You can't be mad at cool.
Can't be mad at Carlito. He's cool. So, I make the argument that with just about everything, from the taking of a ticket to the ability to buy your favorite jersey online to everything that happens in a television broadcast, technology's made it all better for us as sports fans. But for some reason, and I know what the reasons are, and I'll tell you here in just a second, those same sports have been, year by year, largely hesitant to embrace and enhance technology within the games themselves. Now, the words that you're going to hear very frequently, including, I assume, at some point, probably in this segment, as an argument against technology in sports is, we like the human element, aka we like when players have to respond to incorrect calls. Yes. Do me a favor. So I am gonna take, because I'm not sitting down right now, I'm going to take a step back, and I want you to do your best to explain to me what the human element is in a way that doesn't come across as incorrect calls make the game better.
Because you are human and also stubborn, there's nothing that I could say that could convince you otherwise. Even if the data was out there to back it up, you have decided that this is how things should be. So I cannot convince you. It would be a waste of airtime.
So you don't have an answer?
As I said, it would be a waste of it. You just want,
okay, let's waste
you just,
the airtime. I'm here for it.
You just want to fight, so you
no,
think you can just destroy me. So I,
no, I don't.
Obviously, you're right. So I'm just gonna sit back.
No.
Dude, you put your arms behind your back.
Yes,
like you're ready to debate. Is no. When you were on the debate team, is that what you did?
I was never on a debate team. I could have been. I should have been. I'd have been real good at it. I played sports like a loser. I put my hands behind my back.
Now calls the Honorable Rob Brown, who's going to explain why we need robo-umpires.
I put my hands behind my back because it turns out, and I've learned this about myself, I'm a little demonstrative. And sometimes when I am genuinely...
So when we were about to debate, you were about to get to look physically imposing?
No.
Is that...
No.
I have a
tendency when I am engaged in a conversation, not a debate, a conversation. I have a habit sometimes of physically responding to the things that my conversation partner say while they're still saying them in a way that can be a distraction. I put my hand behind my back because I genuinely want, and if Lonzo doesn't want to do it.
I rarely look at you anyway, so that's not really that big of a deal. Here's what it comes down to. I do believe that the human element is part of it. And you're not going to convince me otherwise with what you consider are facts. This is going to be an eternal debate until I die, probably, or am retired by people down the hallway, which could happen at any time. It just listen, that's not my baseball, okay, Rob? The baseball that you want, the baseball of the future.
You're not going to hit yourself with the ragtime music there?
Where the robots are a big part of the game. That's not my baseball. That's definitely not the baseball writer's baseball. Come on. It's what, by the way, not a baseball fan. So anytime I say it's not my baseball, what it comes down to is I am concerned about too much technology. I get what you're saying. I really do. But you want to put people out of work, and I don't. I like for people to have jobs. Once the umpires are shown to be obsolete by the technology, then they no longer have a place to work, no longer a place of society. And so they roam blindly down the freeway of life.
It's just Mad Max, but everybody's wearing blue with caps with short bills on them.
Absolutely. They're going to be.
It's Mad Max, but they all have face guards.
Do you want that umpire as your Walmart greeter checking your receipt? No, you do not. So I just obviously you're against the workforce. You're against humanity. And that disturbs me.
Okay. I shall, despite the immense amounts of sarcasm, which is appreciated, because that is what we do here.
That was heartfelt. I would I would pound my chest, but I would hurt myself, so I'm not going
to
do that.
That's fair. I will respond to all of it. The human element, and if anybody, listen, the phone lines are open every single day, every single hour, 844-326-3663. That's the phone number. I am begging. For anyone at all out there, any one of you, to call the show right now at 844-326-3663. I am begging for anyone to make an argument for the human element being a good thing for sports that makes it sound or in any way feasible that the human element doesn't mean incorrect calls in the game. Because let's take a look at what we're talking about here, which is the strike zone. Robo umps, automated balls and strikes. Now, number one, to address the primary point that the great one had right there, umpires won't be out of work. They won't be. They'll still be behind the plate. They'll still be crouched down behind the catcher. Okay?
So they're just going to be there to clean off the plate.
Hang on.
That's what I mean with that little brush.
I'll explain how it's exactly going to work. There's still going to be an umpire. There's still going to be an Angel Hernandez, the number one reason that robo-umps exist. Angel, that's your legacy. We should call it the Angel system. The reason.
Wasn't he fired or was that a different guy?
No, he retired.
Oh, okay.
And by retired, I mean they were like, dude, okay, like, you got to go.
I hope he's in control of the robo-umps. That would be great.
There's still going to be a catcher, and he's still going to, the umpire's still going to get down behind him, and he's still going to crouch down, and he's still going to watch the strike zone. And after the pitcher throws a pitch, he's still going to stand up. And when he does, there's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be like a little Apple wristwatch or it's going to be a little buzzer in his pocket or like the catchers have the pitch comm with the little tiny headset that goes behind their ear or in their cap or whatever and talks to them or what. But there's going to be something that alerts the umpire to that was a ball or that was a strike, as was evidenced by like lasers and science-y stuff. And that umpire is going to get to either stand up and go, ball three, or he's going to get to stand up and do whatever dumb demonstrative, hey, look at me, I'm more important than the game because I'm the umpire, I'm in charge, strike three dance he wants to do. The dramatics, the flair, the theatrics will still be there. That's not going away. The only thing that's going away is incorrect calls. So, I am begging for any of you to explain to me the human element in a way that the human element doesn't come across as I like incorrect calls and I like having to watch the players react and respond to not what they've earned, not a pitcher earning a ball or a strike by being able to effectively paint the corner, not a batter earning a ball by having a good eye batter, good eye, good eye, good eye.
I cannot wait till that nerd sitting in his room, that baseball nerd, that stats nerd who hacks the umps and makes everything be strikes. And then Rob Brown will just pass out.
He would just pass out
on the floor.
Wait.
My technology has been hacked.
Wait. If your argument is the tech could be hacked, can't I just turn around and go, umpires could be paid off to influence games? Yes, it's the same thing.
No, that never happens in professional sports, ever.
Yeah, the point here is, if you want to come up with a 1% of a possibility that could make this bad, I can come up with the same thing. So, the theatrics aren't there. The theatrics are still there. Umps can still go, look at me, I'm doing my strikeout dance. or whatever strikeout dance they want to do. That's still on the table. The only thing that's going to go away is balls being called strikes and strikes being called balls. We're going to get accurate reads. We're going to have pitchers earning the result of the pitch that they threw. We're going to have batters earning the result of their decision to swing, not to swing, where to swing, how to swing, or to watch it go by. How's that bad? How's that bad? Why is player earning the thing that player earned by athletic prowess bad for the game of baseball? Somebody explain it to me in a way that makes sense. Scotty, if you want to give me a call back, 864-326-3663. I'll move you to the front of the line. 864-326-3663 is the number. Anybody, I am begging you to, I am challenging you to, explain to me how the human element is anything but incorrect calls being a part of the game. And why incorrect calls being part of the game is good. Because I don't accept the argument, well, Rob, that's just the way it's always been. I don't care. We also used to take horses and carriages to work. And then one day we got a car. We went, oh, this is better. This is better for everybody. So somebody make the argument, and I'll hear it. But until then, Team Robo-Umps forever. You can keep your horse and carriage in the stable. All right? Awooga. You can keep your old school, old-timey tech back there in the ragtime days. Those of us who like things that are good and beneficial, we're going Robo-Umps, baby. I should probably tell you what the actual system is going to be. We'll do that next. The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate. I have thrown out a challenge of sorts to you, dear listeners, or internet viewers. I've thrown out a challenge to you, and that challenge is this. Explain to me what the argument for the human element in baseball, or football, or basketball, or whatever. Explain to me what the human element is in a way that doesn't, at least to me, subjective, make it sound as if the human element is, I like bad calls because it makes the players adapt and adjust, because that's the only thing I've ever heard. I'm open to any of you changing my opinion, but so far, nobody has. Let's talk about what MLB is actually looking at doing here. According to MLB.com/news, if you want to go find the article and play along in the Rob Brown Show Home Edition, the ABS challenge system will be implemented to a degree in the grapefruit and cactus leagues this spring. The ABS, presented by T-Mobile, because we can sponsor any and everything, baby, will be in place for roughly 60% of spring training games as MLB uses the exhibition season to determine whether the system is suitable for the major league level. MLB Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations Morgan Sword, which is a hell of a D&D character name, if we're being honest. Morgan Sword said, quote,
He's not a paladin.
No, that's a ranger.
That's
a ranger.
He's a merc of some sort.
He said, quote, this is a pretty big decision for the game of baseball that we want to get everybody to weigh in on. Honestly, I'm good with that. For the record, as pro robo ump as I am, I also will go so far as to say, test it. This spring ball is the perfect opportunity to test it. Let's put it out there. Let's look at the results. As Lonzo said earlier, let's gather the data. And let's get the opinions of the people who matter. Now, I, as a fan, like to think I matter. But here's the reality. If they go 100% robo-umps, if they go 0% robo-umps, or they go anywhere in between, I'm still going to watch the baseball. They're still going to get my money. In a tick over a month, I'm going to have a national damn holiday where I'm locked in for opening day and I'm watching baseball from 10 a.m. until beyond a reasonable and responsible time at night. And then I'm going to be real tired when I come in here the next day and I'm going to go, let's push the panic button on the Braves. It's open. It's day two. Slam the red button. Spring training is a wonderful time to test all of this out. There are 13 spring training ballparks covering 19 home teams with shared facilities equipped with the technology. Now, that's a bit of a misnomer because this tech has actually been in a lot of minor league stadiums. There is a, I don't know if it's the exact tech that they'll use in the spring training games, but they have a very similar system at Ford Field right here in the GVL, yeah, where the drive play. I've seen it in a game. I've stood in the press box and watched it work. It's incredible. And that's a minor league ballpark, and they've got it. According to MLB.com, every team will play games in which they have the opportunity to challenge ball strike calls that they feel the umpires may have gotten wrong. And though the system will not be in place for the 2025 regular season at the MLB level, successful implementation this spring could get the industry at large on board with the idea of bringing it to the big leagues in the not too distant future. Here's a real quick look at what this iteration of what the ABS, automated ball strikes system, looks like. According to Major League Baseball, what they will test this spring is a compromise between full ABS, which is where the balls and strikes call every pitch, and an updated ABS in which teams will have X amount of challenges of balls and strike calls. In the ABS challenge system, the human home plate umpire calls balls and strikes per usual, but Hawkeye technology running in the background, monitoring the exact location of the pitch relative to the batter strike zone, allows players to ask for a challenge of a ball or strike call they feel the umpire got wrong. Not only have I seen this technology, or at least some similar technology, at Fluor Field, last year got the opportunity to go up to the Spire Motorsports HQ in Charlotte and got to take a garage tour. And they have this Hawkeye technology in their shop. They have set up in the back effectively like a shed, like an indoor shed. And this Hawkeye technology has, there are these black boxes. They're about the size of a large video game console. And they're in the corners and on the sides in the top and bottom of this shed. And what the NASCAR teams use it for is to measure their cars. They drive a car in there. It sets on a steel plate on the ground that measures the weight of the car, and it also makes sure that the car is at an exact measured level because this Hawkeye technology measures down to the fractions of a millimeter. They showed me this. It was incredible. And one guy, one of the garage techs in there, said, let me show you how accurate this Hawkeye technology is. And he sets it up, and it shows the read on the car. And it'll tell you. You can look at any individual spot point on the car, and it'll tell you it's this much elevated off the ground, it's this far from any other spot, down to like a fraction of a millimeter. This guy walks to the back of the car, and he puts his hand on the car, and he does it like push. He just sets his hand on the car, right? Just sets it down. And all of the numbers on the Hawkeye tech change. By a fraction of a millimeter. It is so accurate that the weight of just resting a human hand on a NASCAR stock car changed every measurement this thing took. It's unbelievable. That's how precise this thing can track. So can it get the width of the black rubber on the side of home plate, which is a strike, right? Yeah. Yeah, it can. In the spring training ABS system, in ABS challenge games played, each team will start the game with two challenges apiece. The batter, the pitcher, or the catcher can challenge an umpire's call. No one else, not even the managers, may do so. Pitcher, batter, catcher can challenge a call. The challenge must be made immediately after the umpire's call without assistance from the dugout or other players. If the player wants to issue a challenge, whether it is the pitcher, catcher, or batter, they can tap their hat or their helmet to alert the umpire to challenge the call. The Hawkeye view will be shown on the video boards at games and to at-home viewers watching the broadcast. And it's like the tennis thing. It'll show you where it crossed the plate or didn't. In Major League experimentation thus far, in the tests we've run so far, one challenge adds, on average, 17 seconds to a broadcast. So if all four challenges get used, I'm bad at math, but that adds up to be about a 2-minute addition to the game.
Unacceptable.
Sorry, 1-minute addition to the game. I told you I was bad at math. A 1-minute addition to the game if all four challenges get utilized. Are successful challenges retained? Yes, they are. A team only loses the challenge if the umpire's call is confirmed. Because challenges can be lost, obviously, it becomes incumbent on the players, the pitcher, the batter, the catcher, to make sure that they're not throwing away their challenges on calls that, like, maybe, but it looked like it. Make sure it's right in a high leverage spot. There are no challenges, no extra challenges in extra innings. And Major League Baseball decided not to go with a full ABS, according to MLB, because minor league testing revealed, quote, a clear preference amongst fans, players, managers, and other personnel for the challenge system. The reason, in so many words, directly quoting from MLB, is that fans and baseball people still desire a human element of umpiring that involves feel for the game. And MILB games featuring full ABS, walks were more prevalent, causing games to drag on and countering the improvements in pace made by the pitch clock. Then throw more strikes. Just throw strikes.
All right. We have been sold a bill of goods by Rob Brown, who made it sound like the whole thing was going to be automated. You never led with the fact that this is going to be a challenge system, which is still it's a dangerous thing to challenge and show that an umpire was wrong, because the most vindictive of all officials are baseball umpires. So when you challenge...
That's the first thing you've said today.
When you're in the middle of a game and you challenge and you show that guy was wrong in front of a large audience, once your challenges are gone, you're going to get a ton of bad calls. I think it's either all or nothing. The challenge system, I think, is going to lead to some problems.
I'll tell you what I want. Even if it's just for spring training, I'll tell you what I want. Even if we're only going to do a challenge system, two per team, catcher, pitcher, batter only. And then once you use your two and you get two wrong, you're out of them. No more in extra innings. No getting them back. If you get it right, you get to retain it, just like in football or whatever. You know what I'd like? While we do that, fine. If that's the way we want to test it, while we do that, even if we're not using it, just put it up on the screen anyway, right? Just put it up there anyway. Let's just see. Let's see what every pitch looks like. Let's see what it would look like if every pitch went through the Hawkeye technology, the Clint Barton method. Let's see. Just put it on the screen. I'm not saying you have to utilize it in the game. I'm not saying you change the calls. I'm not saying it umpires the game. I'm saying put it on the screen so that we can see it and make our decision. If the only time we get to see it is during challenges, then we as the fans aren't going to get an accurate representation of what it would be like if it was the umpire, if it was the behind the plate balls and strikes umpire. I'm not saying use it. I'm saying put it on the screen and let us see it.
You're right, because that would make the game so much better if the umpire looks up every couple calls and go and sees that he's being humiliated by, you know, the people up. And then suddenly he goes, okay, they're saying I'm just going to make bad calls the rest
of the
way.
Okay, great. Good. Honestly, I hope that happens. Why do I hope
because
that happens?
Because you want umpires fired. I don't understand why.
No, you're so vindictive against this. Not
and
fired.
It doesn't
not
make
fired.
Sense.
Not fired. I want them to be better at their job. If I came up with the technology today.
What if there aren't five guys in the entire world who can call a game without making a mistake?
Then, let's be real clear. I'm not saying I want them fired. They can still stand back.
You want perfection where there is none.
No. Correct. You are correct.
So you just want robot. You want the whole thing.
I want accurate balls and strikes.
And they're not going to give it to you.
This isn't that hard.
You should be more angry about this than you are.
The fact that they're not giving you exactly what you want. I want
which
balls
is
and strikes.
The dismissal of all umpires.
Nope. They can stand back there and they can go ball two or they can go strike three.
Why would they do that when the robots are already making those calls? So they're basically signing it?
Keep the theatrics.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Keep the theatrics. I'm good with the drama. Was it a ball or was it a strike? You don't have to pop a K on the stream. I can still have an umpire stand by. Strike three! The theatrics, which are great, can still be there. But if it was a strike, it should be called a strike. And if it should be a ball, it should be called a ball. Not that umpire didn't get no loving from his wife last night and he's in a bad mood, so everything's a strike. That's not what I want. Or this umpire really dislikes that pitcher because one time that pitcher said something mean about his mama. So everything's a ball today. No, it's a ball or it's a strike, regardless of how I feel about it. All right, a couple of texts real quick before we get to the sports flash. I'll run through these very, very quickly. Texter said, I've only ever heard the human element used in the situation where it means bad calls. But I think the human element may also mean the skill that the athletes have to put in because I feel like football is a sport that only humans can participate in. Guys, yes. You know what the human element should be? Players playing. Nothing else. It should be players playing. Did the player do enough to throw a strike? Did the player see the ball well enough to earn a ball? Did a player run far enough to get a first down? Did a defender tackle well enough to stop him? That's the human element. The guys playing the game, not the people with whistles. Because it's a ball or it's a strike. He's safe or he's out. Nothing in the middle. Texas said the human element allows viewers and fans to be able to react good or bad to the third-party element other than the Tomb Thieves playing. It allows us to interact and have a natural villain. Example, OMG, my team would have won if the refs would have called that. Scotty from B. Are you guys not tired of that? Lonzo was a Chiefs fan. You got to be friggin' exhausted of that.
No, I'm not tired of it because I know it's part of the game. And I don't want to see the game last longer. I don't want to see, I mean, it was mentioned earlier. The Chiefs would hate it. That's a false narrative and stupid.
Every time this season the refs and Chiefs came up, you were like, why are we still doing this? I'm giving you a way out of that. Here's a way out of it.
First of all, football is a sport where they'll never be able to implement that in the way that they can in baseball. Tennis has done it flawlessly, it would appear. But I don't think they're going to do it in baseball. And obviously, they're just giving people like you a little bit of something, but they're not going to go to the whole thing. The challenge thing will last for a year, and it will go the way of challenging a pass interference call. It will slowly disappear.
You know.
And you will remain angry about it, irrationally angry.
Why the NFL pass interference challenge go away?
By the way, you're also you were right about you being more demonstrative standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
I got more gas.
Yeah, it's
more juice, more energy, more electricity, baby. Why the NFL pass interference challenge go away? Because the referees screwed up the thing designed to keep them from screwing up, and the NFL went, "Oh, well, obviously we can't fix it." Yes, you can.
You have proved that
you don't want to.
That there can be arrogant sign language.
Sports flash.
All right, take that finger you're using and leave the room. South Carolina baseball team improved to 4-0 to open the season with a 5-3 road victory in Rock Hill over the Winthrop Eagles. Jarvis Evans went 3.1 innings with 5 hits, 5 Ks, and 3 earned runs before Brandon Stone entered for 3.2 innings, allowing just 1 hit, no runs, striking out 3, and earning the win. Andy Dalton will spend another year with the Carolina Panthers, signing a 2-year deal worth an estimated $8 million with 6 guaranteed and escalators that could increase the value to $10 million over the contract. Dalton was scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent, but made it clear he wanted to stick with the Panthers. Tune in tonight, 7 p.m., as Furman Paladins take on the Samford Bulldogs. It's Furman versus Samford right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. It's us. It's the fan. It's the Upstate, where there are no robo-umps yet.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.